The city of Corinth had the reputation of being a center of Greek culture and learning, and the Corinthians prided themselves on being intellectuals. As there were many schools of philosophy and halls of rhetoric and philosophic debate, a contemporary historian remarked that you could not take a step in Corinth without meeting a philosopher. In these centers of learning, people would adhere to the person and teaching of one or other of the well-known scholars. This party spirit had penetrated the Church of Corinth. The members of the assembly were divided into four factions, each one claiming to follow a known leader, either Apollos, Paul, Peter, or Christ. In his first letter to the Corinthians, Paul denounces this fundamental error. He vigorously condemns the jealousy, bickering, and divisive cliques that were prevalent in the church, and which proved that the Corinthians were still spiritually mere infants in Christ, able to feed only on simple teaching, on milk, being unfit for the doctrinal instruction, or solid food, of the mature Christian. Paul uses simple images to make his readers understand the true position of God's servants in the Lord's work. "We are God's fellow workers," he said, "and you are God's field. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but it was God who made the plant grow. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is really anything. Only God matters, because he makes the plant grow. All the workers are equal, and each one will be rewarded according to his own labor." Then Paul compares the church to a building having no other foundation than the one that God has already laid, which is Jesus Christ. Each man builds on that foundation, but he must be careful how he builds. If he uses valuable and lasting materials, such as gold, silver, or precious stones, then his work will endure. But if he uses common and perishable things, like wood, hay, or straw, his work will not survive the fire of judgment, because the fire will test the quality of each man's work. If what he has built survives, he will receive a reward. If it is burnt up, he will suffer loss, although he himself will be saved, but only as if he had escaped through the flames. The materials that endure are spiritual and are of the same nature as the foundation itself, Jesus Christ. They are like gold, silver, and precious stones. They come from the Holy Spirit and are indestructible. But whatever comes from the world, from human nature and man's wisdom, are wood, hay, or straw. They are perishable and will not survive the fire of judgment. They will be destroyed. However, even the unwise builder, if he is truly born again, will be saved, since the issue is not salvation, but reward for the work accomplished in the service of God. So then, says Paul, no one should boast about what men can do, for the wisdom of this world is foolishness in God's sight. Christians, therefore, must not be ensnared by the world's way of thinking, nor are they to pride themselves on man's achievements. For who makes you different from anyone else? Paul asks. What do you have that you did not receive? Therefore do not boast about men, he says, because the believer possesses everything in Christ Jesus. Then the apostle reminds the church how he first came to preach the gospel in Corinth. He had delivered the message of salvation in personal weakness, fear, and trembling, announcing nothing else except Christ crucified, so that their faith might not rest on men's wisdom, but on God's power. So everyone should look on God's servants simply as men, entrusted with the truth, of whom it is required that they remain faithful. Paul reminds these worldly Corinthian believers of what his life as an apostle really is. "It seems to me," he says, "that God has given us apostles the very last place, like men condemned to die in public, making us a spectacle to the whole universe, to angels as well as men. We have become fools for Christ. We are weak, while you are strong. We are despised, while you are honored. We go hungry and thirsty, and are brutally treated. We wander from place to place, and work hard with our own hands to support ourselves. When we are cursed, we bless. When we are persecuted or insulted, we endure and answer with kind words. Up to this very hour, we are no more than the world's garbage. We are the scum of the earth. Next episode, 1 Corinthians continued. The Church, the Body of Christ.